Somebody just wave your trouble goodbye. Whatever you was worried about, just wave it goodbye. Tell the devil it's holding.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
I want to talk to you about heaven, a prepared place for a prepared people. Heaven, a prepared place for a prepared people. I want to answer four questions here today. Is heaven a real place? What kind of place is heaven? If it's real, what kind of place is it? For whom is heaven prepared? Who gets to go? And how do I prepare myself for the journey? Those four questions I want to answer for you today. The first one, is heaven a real place? I'm going to ask, is heaven a real place? How do you know? You've never seen it. Well, how do you know heaven is a real place? We know heaven is a real place because of what the Word of God says about heaven. In fact, the very first scripture in the Bible says that God, in the beginning, created heaven and earth. Now, if you believe the testimony of the Word of God, and I don't know how many references there are to heaven, but I'll guarantee it's a whole bunch. Jesus talked about heaven so much when he was on earth. In fact, he said, I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of him that sent me. So is heaven a real place? I believe what the Bible says. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. And even when Jesus taught his disciples to pray, the first thing he told them to say was this, our Father, who art where? In heaven. So Jesus referred to heaven as a real place, that God is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is where? So there's the will of God in heaven, and Jesus prayed for us to have the will of God on earth just like it is in heaven. So really it was God's plan in the beginning was that we would have heaven on earth. Amen? Just a few scriptures. It don't take a whole bunch to know that heaven is a real place. In Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So Jesus made another reference here to the Father being in heaven. In Matthew 10:33, he says, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father, which is in heaven. And then in Matthew 28:18, after Jesus had been raised from the dead, after he had bore your sin and mine, after he'd been raised from the dead, he told his disciples, all power, where? In heaven and in earth is given unto me. So there's authority in heaven. So if I'm going to answer that first question, I would have to say that heaven is a real place. Jesus made so many references to heaven. Over and over, Jesus talked about heaven. And he told the people that listened to him when he talked to the multitude, he'd say, the kingdom of heaven is like this. The kingdom of heaven is like this. The kingdom of heaven is like this. He talked so much about heaven when he was here that I'm convinced that heaven is a real place with real people in it that has a throne of God. Heaven is for real. Heaven is not the figment of somebody's imagination. Heaven is not a made-up place. Heaven is not a storyland place. Heaven is a real place, just like earth is a real place. So if God made earth, how many know we're on the earth? The Bible says God created heaven and earth. How many of y'all believe there's an earth? Anybody here don't believe there's an earth? All right, if there's an earth, then there must be a heaven. God didn't lie about earth, did he? Then he ain't telling a lie about heaven. So if I'm going to answer that first question, I know that heaven is a real place. Heaven is God's headquarters because he inhabits the whole universe. God is not just in heaven. God inhabits the whole creation. But heaven is like headquarters. It is the place of God's throne. In fact, God said, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. Hallelujah. I'm so glad that heaven is a real place. I'm so glad about it. And so I am trusting today that you will make the decision and that you will believe with all your heart that heaven is a real place. So is heaven a real place? Heaven is a real place. Amen. All right, what kind of place is heaven? If heaven is real, then what kind of place is heaven? Well, let me just tell you a little bit about heaven. Heaven is a place of beauty beyond description. Heaven is a place that has mountains and valleys, rivers and streams, water that is crystal clear, that is so pure. Heaven is a place where there are trees, there are streets made out of gold. Heaven is a place where there are houses and mansions. Heaven is a place where there are animals. Do you know that there's animals in heaven? Isn't Jesus coming back on a horse? Must be some animals there. You see, when God made the earth, he made it just like heaven. Everything you see on earth exists in heaven. Earth is just a pattern of what heaven is, but we know that heaven is a perfect place of perfect beauty, and it's a great place. We know that the earth has been corrupted by sin, and the Bible says that the earth is even groaning and travailing in itself, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. In other words, the earth is in a chaotic state right now. That's why we have tornadoes and earthquakes and hurricanes, because sin has contaminated this environment. But there ain't no tornadoes in heaven. There ain't no hurricanes in heaven. Heaven is a great place. You will find in heaven everything that you see on earth, but in an uncorrupted, uncondemned state. So heaven is a very good place. Heaven is a place that is free of death, sin, sickness, sadness, turmoil, or heartache. There's no pain in heaven. It is a place of love, peace, joy, and happiness. There are no sad, sick people in heaven. It must be a great place. If you could ever go to a place where there was no trouble, there's no temptation in heaven, no tests and trials in heaven. It's an awesome place. It's a place that is evil-free, strife-free. It is a hate-free zone. There's no hatred in heaven. It is full of love and mercy. There are no arguments or disagreements in heaven. Ain't nobody arguing up there. Ain't nobody fussing and fighting. Everybody get along. Ain't no selfishness in heaven. When you know that a person is going to heaven, and when you're a believer and you understand that life doesn't end at death, that life continues on after death, then the Bible says we sorrow, but we don't sorrow like those that are in the world who have no hope. People that don't believe in God think death is the end. They have no hope, and they have a different kind of sorrow, a different kind of sadness. I can be sad, but it's not a hopeless sorrow. It's not a hope like, what are we all going to do now? How are we going to make it now? Yeah, you're going to still make it. It may be difficult. You may have some trying days and things like that, but you're not sorrowing like people in the world sorrow that have no hope. Because we know that heaven is a prepared place for a prepared people. Listen at this. There are no rebellious people in heaven. All the rebellious ones have been kicked out. Y'all know who the rebellious one was? Satan. And he persuaded 1/3 of the angels to rebel against God, and all of them got kicked out. Heaven must be a good place, because when he decided to rebel against God, he didn't want to leave. He thought he could stay in heaven and still be rebellious. You know why? He didn't want to leave that place. Not even the devil wanted to leave heaven. It's so good there, not even the devil wanted out. God kicked him out. And Jesus said, I saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He got kicked out so fast, it looked like lightning. And all of them that rebelled with him, all of them got kicked out. So heaven must be an awesome place that not even the devil wanted to leave. The devil didn't even want to leave heaven, got kicked out. So there's no rebellious people in heaven. Heaven is not a place for the rebellious. So that tell you right there, rebellious people can't enter into that place, because there ain't no rebellion in heaven. So there's submission, and there's humility, and there's love, and there's peace, and there's joy, and there's victory, and there's gladness, and there's rest for your soul there. It's a place of rest. Hallelujah. Heaven is a good place. Heaven is the kind of place that you don't want to miss. You don't want to miss that place. Heaven is a place that don't even need the sun to shine, because Jesus is the glory of it. Amen? Jesus got so much glory on him in heaven that he lights the whole place up. He's the light of that place. Just like he said, I'm the light of the world. Jesus is the light of heaven. They don't have a sun come up in the morning and a moon that come out at night. Nothing but light there. There ain't no darkness there at all. Oh, that's an awesome place. Kind of almost make me want to go right now. But I know I got some unfinished business down here. You see, that place is so good that the Apostle Paul said, he said, I have a desire to leave this place and be with Jesus, which is far better. He said, I got a desire in me right now to go, to get out of this place. He said, it's far better for me to go and be with the Lord than it is me to stay here. But he said, nevertheless, because I need to help y'all, I need to stay a little longer. And then we read the scripture where Paul said, the time of my departure is at hand. So when he was looking at death, he wasn't like this. Well, y'all, I'm getting ready to go. Getting ready to die. Y'all pray for me, have mercy on me. You know what Paul say? Hey, my departure's at hand. I'm getting ready to go. I done fought a good fight. Glory to God. I kept the faith. I finished my course. Now there's a crown of righteousness that I'm getting ready to go get. He was excited about this.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100, or write us at